sea urchin and sea otter craft. Purple sea urchins of the California coast are spine-covered invertebrates with tube feet that look like suction cups all over their body. If sea urchin populations are not limited by predators like sea otters, they can eat through 30 feet of giant kelp forest in 1 month. Sea otters are mammals with very thick fur. While sea otters often dive for their food, they will always eat while floating on their backs. To open clams and mussels, sea otters will use stones as tools to help break open their prey. They also enjoy abalones and sea urchins. Some sea otters love eating purple sea urchins so much that it will actually dye their skeletons slightly purple. Otters play a key role in keeping urchin populations in check, which keeps kelp forests healthy. Sea urchin materials. Clay or Play-Doh. A recipe for homemade Play-Doh can be found below. Toothpicks, string, yarn, or floss. Sea otter materials. Sea otter template, paper lunch bag, scissors, crayons or colored pencils, glue, printout template, page 3. Sea urchin directions. Step 1. Form a ball with your clay or Play-Doh. Step 2. Use the yarn, floss, or string to cut the clay ball in half. Step 3. Place the clay flat side down so it forms a dome. Step 4. Push toothpicks into the dome so they don't fall out. Step 5. Your sea urchin is ready to be enjoyed by your sea otter puppet. Sea otter puppet directions. Step 1. Print out the template on page 3. Step 2. Color the sea otter and urchin any way you'd like. Step 3. Cut out all the pieces. Step 4. Glue the otter's face on the flap at the bottom of the bag. Then glue on the urchin front and back paws and tail. Step 5. Your puppet is ready for play. Play-Doh recipe. Adult supervision and assistance required. Step 1. Combine 1 cup flour, 2 teaspoons cream of tartar, and 1/3 cup of salt. Step 2. Add 1 cup water and 1 tablespoon cooking oil. Stir well. Step 3. Add food coloring of your choice. Step 4. Heat mixture on medium-low, stirring constantly. Step 5. Remove from heat when the mixture solidifies. Step 6. Put the Play-Doh on wax paper and let it cool for at least 30 minutes. Step 7. Store in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 2 months.